Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 26th. It's been a busy opening week in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, has taken center stage as the first witness, describing in detail how he worked with Trump and Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, to buy up damaging stories throughout the 2016 campaign. Yesterday, he told jurors how he paid Karen McDougal to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Trump, but says he decided not to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels for her story. He says that ultimately led to Cohen paying Daniels instead, leading to the crux of the prosecution's case, accusing Trump of falsifying business records to cover up how Cohen was reimbursed. Trump's denied having an affair with anyone and has pleaded not guilty. And as the former president's legal worries have been making headlines, a new CNN poll found that only 13% of people think he's being treated like other criminal defendants. But most of the country is divided on why they think that is, with the same number of people thinking he's being treated more harshly versus those thinking he's getting a more lenient time. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing this morning as the two countries are working on stabilizing their rocky relations.
We want China's economy to grow. So do the American businesses and investors here. But the way China grows matters. As I told my counterparts, that means fostering a healthy economic relationship where American workers and firms are treated equally and fairly.
Xi told Blinken the US and China would be, quote, partners rather than adversaries. The meeting took place on the final day of Blinken's three-day visit to China, where he also met with his Chinese counterpart, a meeting both sides called constructive. Long ER wait times are causing problems at short-staffed hospitals, and older adults are taking the brunt of the impact. That's what doctors told KFF Health News, saying many patients wait for hours on gurneys in corridors, in pain and discomfort, as medical staff deal with emergencies. According to KFF Health News, doctors say the situation is as bad as it's ever been, worse even than the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. So what's going on? Experts told KFF that staff shortages are affecting the number of beds available, but also hospital administrators are setting aside more beds for patients undergoing lucrative surgeries. Then they say there's the high demand for hospital services, fueled in part by the aging US population, plus backlogs in discharging patients because of growing problems securing home health and nursing home care. The severe storm threat that's already brought tornadoes, large hail, and damaging wind is continuing across the central US today. We asked CNN's Derek Van Dam for the forecast.
Good morning, Joe. We are in the middle of a multi-day severe weather setup that brings the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and even strong tornadoes. Our greatest risk of tornadoes today lies across eastern Kansas and Nebraska, and even western sections of Iowa and northwestern Missouri. But the severe weather threat extends as far south as Dallas, Texas. Today's threat includes over 35 million Americans, but that balloons to over 50 million Americans as the system slowly progresses eastward, impacting the central and southern plains tomorrow.
A spacecraft made by Boeing is ready for its first launch with a crew inside. That's next. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is finally ready to set off and carry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. The mission is on track to take off from Florida as soon as May 6th and marks a significant milestone for the program after years of setbacks and delays. If it's successful, the Starliner will join SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft in making routine trips to the space station. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.